into yours.
FM 90.3 WJTL. That's David Leonard of All Sons and Daughters with Threads. It's now 11:30 at the Shirk at Work Network. I have a special guest joining me right now on the phone, Darren Mulligan of We Are Messengers. Thanks for your call, Darren.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Sure. I understand that you are an Irish worship band based in Nashville, Tennessee. So let's start there. Darren, what was the process that moved you from Ireland to Nashville?
Yeah, it was literally just a radical meeting with Jesus about 10 years ago. And my wife and I both fell in love with him. And we started writing little songs and going around telling people about him. And out of the blue, Warner Brothers, which was Weird Records at the time, the Christian division, they called us back home in Ireland and asked us would we come out. And so we sold everything we had and said goodbye to our families. We moved out here 4 years ago, and we've been here ever since, Joe, and it's been really beautiful.
So when you moved from Ireland to Nashville, did you have any cultural adjustments to make?
Absolutely. I'm still making them. Yeah. I think maybe... Ireland is strange in that people don't tend to leave you guessing as to what they're thinking, you know?
Yeah.
So if something's on your mind, you'll let people know. There's much more direct communication. Here, there's a lot of political correctness and attempting to not offend people. Mm. And there's value in that, but unfortunately, you lose honesty and authenticity in that. So culturally, that's been the biggest thing for us to overcome.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Now, don't you drive like on a different side of the road over in Ireland?
Yeah, we do. We drive on the left. You guys drive on the right.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah. You're still learning that. Yeah.
I'm still second. You don't want to meet me on the wrong side of the road.
So, who are the members in the band We Are Messengers, and how did you get together?
Well, we started initially with myself and my wife and my brother back home in Ireland. But when we moved here, just with four young kids, it was just logistically not possible to travel as a family. So most of our members are from these various states in America. But what binds us together is that we do it with one purpose. You know, we love Jesus. You know, we love him. And we wanted to give our lives away. My wife and my kids give their lives away by being at home and letting me be gone so much. And the band do the same out here on the road. You know, we have one purpose, and that's just to demonstrate the love of Christ, the kindness of God to people, and hopefully see many come to him.
Wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about your spiritual journey and specifically, you know, how you came to faith.
Well, I grew up Roman Catholic in Ireland. And in Ireland, it's not like America. In Ireland, you know, 99% of people are Catholic. But it's a very traditional religious form of faith. So there was no such thing as a relationship with Jesus. It was just trying to be good and do good things. And when I got to my later teenage years, I fell into, you know, adultery and lust and anger and drunkenness and all those things that you become if you don't have Christ. See, I don't believe you can be a good person without knowing him. You know, the scripture said there's not one good, not one, but God. And I think he is absolute truth, absolute kindness, absolute mercy. And so when I was 27, my girlfriend at the time fell in love with Jesus. And she introduced me to him, and I just found his love irresistible. And so we give our lives to Christ at 27 years of age, and it's been a whirlwind of a journey ever since.
Mm. That's a great testimony. I'm speaking with Darren Mulligan from the band We Are Messengers. They're on the Hits Deep Tour with various artists, including Toby Mac, Jeremy Camp, Jordan Feliz, Ryan Stevenson, and Aaron Cole. And that tour is making a stop at the Giants Center this weekend, Sunday, March 3rd, and you can find out more details. Just go to WJTL.com, click on that Junction Center tab. Darren, how's the tour going so far?
It's been incredible, Joe. Like, when you're surrounded by men like this and ladies that absolutely love God, but in a beautiful way love each other, it's a joy to be out here. And I would say that as a show or as a spectacle, you know, if you take the beautiful Holy Spirit moments, you know, out of it, it is by far and away the best show I've ever seen. Toby Mac's show is superb, as are the other guys. All of them are fantastic.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing is, in the middle of it, Holy Spirit shows up. You see, it is possible to have an excellent performance and have Holy Spirit come and do what he does. I don't think the two of them are exclusive, and this tour has proven that to me. So, yeah, people are thinking of coming out. I would say this is the best show you're going to see this year in any genre. It's incredible.
And so what are some musical highlights that the audience can look for in your concert set?
Yeah, so, you know, we released this new song called Maybe It's Okay a couple of months back, and it's become a beast of a song. You know, it's way beyond We Are Messengers. It's bigger than anything we could have imagined ever trying to do. Mm-hmm. But when we start playing that song every night, Joe, there's a music video we have, and there's a website called MaybeItsOkay.com where people share their stories anonymously and their heartache and their disappointment. But when we start that song every night, you see the audience lift their hands, and on their hands they've written the things that they're ashamed of, or the things that just still ache them to this day. And you see them letting those things go as they sing, "Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay." And, you know, as a man who wanted to write songs that would move people, it's one of the most moving things that's ever happened to me.
Darren Mulligan of We Are Messengers on the Hits Deep Tour this Sunday, March 3rd, Giant Center in Hershey. Click the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com for details. And such a pleasure to have some opportunity to talk with you today, Darren. We were introduced to your band through the song Everything Comes Alive. And I'm wondering if you could just share the story behind that song. Is that a bit of a testimonial?
Yeah. Funny, when you asked me how did the journey happen, how did we get here? When we came over for a week in 2014, that was the first song I wrote with a friend of mine called Josh Byrne Lee in Nashville. And I woke up at that morning and Ephesians 2 was in my mind. And I said, God is rich in mercy. And because of his great love, I've been made alive. And so for me, that song is just a celebration of the fact that I was once dead in my sin, but that Christ in his mercy and in his goodness and because of his love reached down, rescued me, made me alive, sat me in heavenly places with him, and then said, you've not been saved just to be saved. You've been saved for the great work that I have prepared before you. And so it's, that song doesn't end with the last lyric. The song continues in how we live, how we love, and how we treat folks.
All right, here is We Are Messengers, Everything Comes Alive on FM 90.3, WJTL.